This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get ready to be at your best, to feel your best, to get into your best place physically. You got to get into your head. And that's what Dr. Ken Kronhaus does every week as he joins us on Good Day Health. You can get the podcast from our last outing at gooddayhealthshow.com. We'll talk more about that as we work our way through. Lots of information here for you to absorb, so pay attention. Those of you who are interested in your health and well-being, this is the place where people come from all over the country, all over the world, to listen to Ken update us on the important stories of the week as reported by the medical journals. A lot of traditional and important medicine is being discussed here, and so we work our way through a lot of Ken's specialties. Because he is a cardiologist, the emphasis is on your circulation, your heart, all that stuff. But because the blood and the circulation predicate what our whole body is going to do and how healthy we are, we have men and women listening who want to know what Ken says about this. Okay, if the heart does this, then what does the spleen do? And if the spleen does that, what does the liver do? And, you know, it's kind of like the six steps of separation from Kevin Bacon. Everything is connected to the heart, right? Would you agree with that overview?
I think eventually you can get back to it. Absolutely.
Nice. Yep. Okay, so let's talk about women's hearts and the shape of your body, how your body looks. I thought this was sort of the same thing for men. How is it unique that your body shape will change your risk for a heart attack?
Well, you know, kids are not little adults when it comes to medicine, and women and males, let me tell you, are in many ways very different medically. And here's an example. This comes out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, that excess belly weight, a so-called apple shape, raises a woman's risk for a heart attack even more than overall obesity. While obesity does raise heart attack risk in both sexes, women with bigger waists and waist-to-hip ratios have a greater odds for a heart attack than men who have a similar apple-shaped body. Looking at how fat tissue is distributed in the body, especially in women, can give us more insight into the risk of a heart attack than that general measure of obesity, such as the body mass index, BMI, that all the doctors are now measuring.
So, this is going to sound maybe sexist, and it's not meant to be.
Well, please don't.
It's an observation. How women, I think maybe this is for the betterment of women, or I'm speaking about it with the intention of raising awareness. Women who are fat like that, who have big bellies and no
large
breasts.
Waist. Just,
yeah, they, there's something with men, I don't know, is it more acceptable? I'm not sure what my prejudice is. But when you look at a man who's fat, overweight, obese, whatever it is, there's an acceptance or an understanding of it, whereas I think maybe this is just a male point of view. When
wow.
You see a woman who has that belly, it just seems out of place, and that men are not, women are smarter than that. Men aren't that smart. They let themselves go. But women, okay, so that's what I'm thinking.
Boy, you better watch your back
lock
when you leave
doors.
Today.
Why? It's an observation. Why shouldn't I say what I'm observing?
I think that it bothers
you
everybody.
Don't think that's true?
Well, I think it bothers anyone whose waist is too large, and it's just a matter of how you deal with it. And the key is that,
all right,
that
then women, how do you deal with it? When somebody comes to you who's way overweight, a woman, as a matter of fact, I saw one of them when I was in your office a couple of weeks ago, woman who's just bulging at the middle, and you know she's not going to last long because it just is, you know that they don't last long. When you're carrying that kind of weight around, what do you say? Do you say anything different to the women than the men?
Well, I you know, I'm a preventive cardiologist, so I like to keep people on planet Earth as long as I can. And if one's weight is more than it should be, that's a key risk of early demise. So I do like to get there into a gentle way, but, you know, I realize adding emotional stress is also hugely bad for the heart. So you have to do it in a way that doesn't defeat the goal. The goal is to get people living longer, staying on planet Earth and enjoying that voyage as long as they can. So it really depends on getting the trust to the patient and not letting this become any more of a hot topic than it is, but really both of us as a team getting to realize why there's so much value to getting that down and just ripping it apart slowly. You don't do this overnight, and it's just a matter of changing your lifestyle, and everyone can do it. I don't care who they are. I mean, I did it in midlife, lost a huge amount of weight. I've kept it off a long, long period of time in midlife. And I don't care who you are, you can do it. And it's just a matter of untangling the reasons why and then educating how you can lose weight. And I don't want anyone to give up. You know, it's really easy with the guys, because I easily tell any guy who's overweight, I've never met an obese 90-year-old male. Yeah. And that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you want to get to 90 and you're a guy and you're obese, you're never going to make it, because I haven't seen one in my whole life, and I've talked to my colleagues. I'm still waiting to meet that first obese 90-year-old male. And with regards to female, it's pretty rare. I think I've known two in 30 years of practice.
Really? Well, the old word to the wise is sufficient. I was just looking back over things that we talked about in our last episode and the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com that features Dr. Ken. We go over the results of a new study that shows 40% of cancers today are obesity-related. This is in the current podcast that you can listen to at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, do you know the possible consequences of mixing energy drinks with alcohol? Wow. There's an explosion waiting to happen. Also, new studies show that losing one sense of smell in an early age may not be good for your mortality. Also in the current podcast with Dr. Ken, clinical trials, are they good or bad? We talk about hospital visits, give you fungal infections in some hospitals. All of these things you need to know, and so we've got it for you. It's the gooddayhealthshow.com website, where you find the podcast edited and down to usable and fast-fill material. This is, and by the way, I think one of the lead stories there, Ken, I always get accused of bearing the headline. One of the things that we spent the most time on in this podcast is whether or not the pill could prevent several types of cancers in women. Pill can't do anything for your heart, though, right?
It's just your love heart.
That pill can, yeah. Right. All right. So that's at the gooddayhealthshow.com website podcast. They're posted every week, and you can catch up if you missed the program and the gist of it, and catch the 4,400 people last week that took advantage and listened to Ken in the podcast giving people advice and information. If you don't hear it all here, catch the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Here's something I want to remind you about. Those of you who know that Ken as a cardiologist is going to tell you about omega-3s. He'll tell you to eat fish and to get into your body that way, and that certainly is the most desirable way. But let's face it, most of us don't have that much fish in our diet, and so we need to supplement. And the best way to supplement omega-3s is with krill omega 50 plus that also has CoQ10. So you've got omega oil, omega-3, the best fish oil. You've got krill oil, which is great for your joint comfort. And then you have CoQ10, which gives you energy. So it's a small pill, make a big difference in your life. It's available now, free. Get a free bottle, 30-day supply. See how highly innovated this formula is by feeling how it takes care. You'll feel the difference. You really will. And they know that you will. That's why they're giving you a free bottle, because they know after you feel well, you'll go back and buy the product. Keep yourself supplied. Purity Products at 800-355-1493 offers you the opportunity to get this brand new Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, a free bottle. Just pay the shipping. That's all you have to do. It's fish oil, krill oil combined, the best of both worlds, and you'll feel the difference in a week. You will. Here's a whole month's supply free, though, of the Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. The only place you can get it free, 800-355-1493.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS health vitamins. Plus, all Coke 2-liter bottles are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
All right, 18 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Doug Steffen on the air. Standing at your desk, something that's been touted. I had a studio built for me once that required that I stand because I liked, I thought I was more alert, I was more attentive rather than sitting down if I'm up. And so it worked. I actually rebuilt a whole studio setup when I was running WEEI in Boston. We rebuilt the studios and built all of them to be chest high. So the announcers had to stand up while they were doing the news, etc. So that's, according to this study that you're about to focus on, not good for you.
Is that still in existence, and how did that turn out?
I don't know. It was all right for me.
It's hard to
remember.
Know.
This was the mid-80s when I did that.
Ancient time. Well, this is another example, Doug, about how intuition about the body doesn't always pay out and turn out the way you think it would. And this is why you have to test these things out. Because what we learned is that standing desks may not be so beneficial after all this week. This was published in the medical journal Ergonomics. We remember earlier this year we reported that prolonged sitting leads to a buildup of the bad kind of fat around the organs, increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Well, this week we learned that prolonged standing is also bad for us. This new study found that adults who stand for 2 hours while working experience an increase in whole body discomfort and a reduced mental state.
Really? So, we go back to sitting down? One of the reasons that we thought this was good is because we were up and moving around.
That was intuitively what we thought. Well, you have to thread this needle. So you have to sit, but don't sit too long and get moving and stand a little bit.
Stand a little bit. So up and down is good. That's what I do.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The body likes to move. That's, I think, really what the secret is.
Move it and groove it. As they say, another good study, another good bit of information on how you can work through your life 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three and change after the hour. It's the Good Day Health program on the air right now, preparing more information as we go along. Ken's always finding more material. For example, this is a real warning shot. How anybody doesn't get this at this point in our evolution, God only knows. But there are a lot of women who are still smoking while they are pregnant, according to this late information. Why would you do that?
Just out this morning from the CDC, Doug, is that 1 in 14 women smoke during pregnancy. Now, smoking while pregnant, it can cause a baby to be born premature, and it triples the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. Moreover, children whose mothers smoked while they were pregnant are also more likely to develop asthma and to have heart defects after birth. Mom, why would you smoke while you're pregnant?
Why'd you smoke at all? How many of your patients that come to you about, what's the youngest person you're treating right now?
I treat people 18 and over.
Okay. So, when you treat them, but do you have an 18-year-old now that you're treating for some malady?
Yes.
Yeah. And is it a heart-related problem, or is it circulatory, or is it
congenital heart disease? They're born with an abnormal heart.
And what's the chances of that person surviving?
Oh, today it's amazing. We're allowing, there's now adult congenital heart disease specialists. These are a specific type of cardiologist who just deals with people who have these very unusual heart disease issues and works with them from birth to adulthood. And it's amazing what we're able to do today. People who would not have survived more than a few weeks are now making it to 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s.
Really?
It's amazing. Mm. I've seen this in my own practice lifetime. People who would not have made it now making it to midlife.
How much of that is diet? There's a couple of studies out this week focused on what your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, and then there's additional information for those who are vegetarians. I thought you were not a pro-vegetarian eater.
I didn't say that. Against it. It's just you have to individualize this. And actually, the news this week out of Circulation, which is a very important heart journal from the American Heart Association, is that two eating plans, a low-calorie vegetarian diet that includes eggs and dairy, and a low-calorie Mediterranean diet protect your heart equally. The Mediterranean diet includes poultry, fish, and some red meat, as well as fruits, vegetables, beans, and whole grains. So there's more than one choice for a heart healthy diet, and I think, and I've been actually advocating this, that these two diets are equal, and you have to, in terms of keeping your heart and circulation healthy, you have to find out which one works for you. I think, Doug, what I meant to get across to you is that personally, for me, the Mediterranean combined with the DASH diet, which we can also talk about, is what works best for me. But for some people, the vegetarian diet works well for them, and the net result is that they're both equally effective for keeping the circulation and heart healthy. And that was reaffirmed by this Circulation article that's out just this week.
All right. So then give us your plug for the DASH diet as well, because that, according to a study, is good for a number of different things.
If we have time, the American Academy of Neurology's 70th annual meeting in Los Angeles this week, that eating a DASH diet lowers your risk of depression. So here's a way to treat and prevent depression through diet alone. The DASH diet, that's the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. It consists of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, and it restricts foods high in saturated fats and sugar.
All right. DASH diet, vegetarian diet, Mediterranean diet, any kind of diet. I go on the water diet. I take, when I feel like I ought to shake a couple of pounds now, my new thing is lemon squeezed into a glass of hot water with honey.
Well, it's all about the calories.
28 past the hour. Good day, health.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS health vitamins. Plus, all Coke 2-liter bottles are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The premier way for you to get a handle on your health is listening to this program, because Dr. Ken is in his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mardura, Florida. And I'm sure today, not like any other day, he'll see people who actually listen to him on the radio when he visits every week with us here. So if you're someone who's either in the area, or you're going to Orlando, or you've got a question and you feel it's really serious and you trust Ken because of the way he conducts himself on the air here, then call him at his office. Call 352-735-1400 and line yourself up an appointment to see Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. Oftentimes we will connect with you in a way that seems very personal. I don't like to share private stuff, but I'm happy to share personal things. My experiences with Ken, among them, he throws the HIPAA book out because he doesn't need to be concerned about HIPAA rules with me. I want to take the stuff that we learn together and use it on the air as an example or a demonstration of how perhaps to do something or not to do something, but I never shy away from that.
But I preserve everyone else's HIPAA.
Yes, you do. I know you do. Yes, right. Yes. Here's a study that suggests pot could end opioid dependency. 12 million new cancer cases a year, and those who have to undergo surgery, of them, 1 in 10 will become dependent on painkillers, opioids. And so now this study, the opioid epidemic is killing 116 people in our country every day, Ken, because of lethal overdoses, pain medications irresponsibly prescribed by doctors who are, in some cases, enhancing their own pocket by selling these things. But this study at the European Journal of Internal Medicine, study was done by the largest medical marijuana provider in Israel. investigating the efficacy of using cannabis for cancer patients. What they found was that at least for cancer patients, anyway, marijuana could help stop opioid dependency before it starts. Study found cannabis can be the most effective way in reducing patients' use of opioid painkillers. When's the last time you were in a situation when you prescribed somebody a painkiller that was an opioid? Or do you just stay away from it?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
That's an area that I just don't even get involved in.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 of the patients regularly took medications altogether, and that is a problem, isn't it? Is that as much of a problem? I understand opioids are a problem by themselves, but when you mix some medications, that can be a Molotov cocktail your body, right?
Definitely. And remember, this is a subgroup of patients who already are dealing with cancer, chronic cancer, have a not so great prognosis and are dealing with all of the pains and unpleasantries of treatment, and medical marijuana may be a possible substitution for opioids and getting people off of opioid addiction. And so this is an area that I'd be comfortable with. The problem is that you know marijuana has, and cannabis has, its own set of issues.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, pick your poison. And in all situations, it's not the best choice, but in some, it may be an okay choice.
Yeah. I just went to, my role as a farmer, I went to a convention of farmers this week in Wisconsin, and the subject matter was hemp. And hemp is often confused incorrectly with marijuana. Hemp is not marijuana. Hemp is something that doesn't have, what is the stuff that makes it?
Cannabis.
Yeah, it's cannabis. Okay, so it doesn't have THC or whatever the stuff in it.
That's the active ingredient in marijuana.
Right. Hemp is very good food. It's very good. They're using it to make wood, clothing, ropes.
Yeah, clothing.
All kinds of stuff. But I don't think you smoke it. We didn't have any conversation about it.
Some have tried.
Have they? What do you get out of smoking it? It doesn't have the stuff in it.
You know, sometimes getting high, this is not from personal experience, but sometimes it's very suggestive, and placebos work often.
Yeah, well, so there you go. You might not try it. You might not know. Somebody's got a bad bag. They say they're selling you pot. Maybe they aren't. Maybe they're selling you hemp, far as that's concerned. Anyway, this is an iffy situation, but a lot of people are turning in that direction, Ken, as you know.
But you really, you know, you should. It doesn't have the active ingredients for smoking like marijuana, and it is different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Here's another interesting story. You be the judge of that. Active white men have more plaque. White men who exercise at high levels raise their risk of a dangerous buildup of plaque in their arteries by the time they reach middle age. Study at the University of Illinois, Kaiser Permanente, and the study, which included both white and black participants, researchers categorized participants into three groups: those exercising below the national guideline, those meeting the national guideline, those exercising above the national guideline. And surprisingly, the study found that men who exercised the most were 27% more likely to develop plaque than those who exercised the least. Why would that be?
That is surprising. Depends what you're... maybe you don't have time to brush your teeth.
Well, and that's why don't you connect the dots there? Because people say, I've got plaque in my teeth and I have plaque in my arteries. It's not the same thing. That's not true. It is the same thing.
Well, it's the common denominator is excess inflammation, but it looks different. It's a bit different. And, you know, the plaque in the heart, in the circulation, are these fatty plaques, combined fat and calcified with excess inflammatory cells, and these rupture and cause heart attacks. And the plaque in the gums is just excess inflammation, and they all lead to the same pathway, not good things, to disease. So get rid of inflammation in your body, eat healthy, exercise, and use that floss and toothbrush, and you'll keep your heart healthy, because excess inflammation in the gums will travel to the heart and cause circulation issues.
Right. And that's the point that I was making. One of the important things to remember is how your gums are very impactful on your overall health.
Yes. Having a good periodontist can be a good way to prevent heart attacks.
Yep. So the dentist, I had two cavities removed about a week ago, and the dentist said to me, I haven't had cavities for 19 years.
Wow.
So I said, what the heck? Why do I have cavities now? I'm careful. Brush my teeth. He says, nothing to do with brushing your teeth, except it isn't that you brush your teeth. It's how you brush your teeth. And he asked me if I was brushing my gums. And I said, no, I don't brush my gums.
No.
Brush my teeth.
You
he said, no, you have to brush your gums, because when you get a little older, sometimes the gums recede, and that exposes the non-enamel part of your tooth easier to get some kind of a blemish on it.
Especially that surface of the gum where the tooth and gum meet. That's a key spot to get to
right.
brush.
Exactly. And that's where my cavities were, right there.
Do you floss?
I do.
Do you use toothpicks?
Not much.
That's a good also. To get into that gum line with the tip of a toothpick.
The Stimudents. I remember my father used to use
Excellent.
Stimudents all
Excellent.
The time. Maybe I should do that. But I think flossing, if you get this stuff, now what I'm doing with my electric toothbrush is focusing on the gums and trying to, in essence, push them up.
Ask a dental hygienist to show you how to use a toothpick. That was an upgrade for me when I learned how to do that.
Really?
Yes, it's a big deal. So it's really toothbrush and flossing and adding that toothpick. It's amazing. And you just get regular toothpicks. But you have to have someone show you how to do it. They love it. The dental hygienists love the toothpick.
Speaking of hygiene, keep your MyPillow clean by washing it. You can wash it with regularity. You can dry it. It's the only pillow that has as its main ingredient it's a very interesting combination. This guy has come up with a fabulous pillow, Mike Linder, who's created a business out of a need that he had to get a good night's rest himself. When he invented MyPillow, his dream was to help as many people as possible to get a good night's rest, and that is why he personally guarantees the MyPillow. He says it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Mike Lindell ought to know he wasn't getting a good night's rest, so he invented these puppies himself. And now the two-pack premium MyPillow special radio offer with the code DJV. You will get these pillows are all backed by a 10-year warranty as well as a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is the best offer on the board right now. Get the MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off of the regular price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get four pillows for the price of two at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. There are all kinds of other things that are there. This is a fabulous website. You'll have a good time. If you like to shop, you look around at all the things. They have all the tools there, all the bells and whistles that will help you. Act fast. There's not a lot of time left for some of the specials that are there. Take advantage of all the helpful sleep aids at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to the Orphan Diaries. Here's the founder of Food for Orphans, Gary Van Dyke.
Ken doesn't know how old he is. He guesses at around 7. His whole life has been centered on finding food. You see, he lives at the dump and he's never been anywhere else. You can find Ken walking in a decaying landfill of rotting garbage, plastic bags, and shards of broken glass. His parents are long gone. Ken is one of about 100 children living in the dump. Some live with their parents. Others are orphaned, abandoned, alone. They walk around the dump hoping to find a bit of food to get them through the day. They'll eat whatever food they can find. For them, there's no such thing as food too rotten to eat. Ken also collects bottles and plastic for 3 cents a sack. And it takes nearly all day for the 7-year-old to earn 3 cents. His bare feet are filthy and ribboned with cuts. The shoes he finds are usually unwearable. To many, Ken and children like him are invisible. But they're not, are they?
For more information, visit www.foodfororphans.org.
On Good Day Health, we have news of a new survey published in Environmental Health, which found toxic levels of certain metals may be leaking from the coils on those e-cigarettes, causing users to inhale the metals every time they take a puff. Listen to this. The study, which was conducted by researchers at Johns Hopkins, looked at a small sample of devices, found a significant number produced aerosols with potentially dangerous levels of lead and chromium and manganese, nickel, that sort of thing. And repeated exposure to these metals can lead to lung, liver, immune, cardiovascular, and brain damage, and even to cancer. Half of the samples had lead concentrations higher than health-based limits. The researchers also detected significant levels of arsenic, which is really toxic, when you put the refill into those e-cigarettes. Use of these, they call it vaping, become a popular alternative among traditional cigarette smokers because they get the nicotine, but they don't have the smoke, so supposedly it's better. A lot of teenagers have picked up the habit, not good. In a survey conducted last year, 7% of 8th graders, 13% of 10th graders, 17% of high school seniors say they had vaped in the past month. Good God. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has the power to regulate these e-cigarettes, but as usual, they're bumbling and fumbling and still trying to figure it out. What a bunch of characters, huh? Researchers are hopeful results of studies showing the harmful levels of toxic metals in e-cigarettes will help the FDA create rules to govern the devices. What the hell? Where did common sense go? Hello, when you're putting things into your body that aren't part of your body, what do you think is going to happen? Little common sense would be good here, I think. So there's some information for you to chew on here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Slamming you with lots of great health information. Helpful, helpful, helpful. Dr. Ken, you just found something that you thought was intriguing. I always like it when we're doing our research either behind the scenes or as we go. So what did you just find that you thought would pique people's interests?
This confirms to me how popular the plastic surgeon is getting, because not only the women, the men are going. This just came out. The most popular minimally invasive procedures, there were 15.7 million last year, include Botox, soft tissue fillers, and chemical peels. Of the nearly 1.8 million cosmetic surgical procedures, breast augmentation, liposuction, and nose reshaping top the list. And I think this is just going to be a booming area with the improving economy.
Nose reshaping. There you go. That's something that more women have that done than men, don't you think?
We only can ask the plastic surgeons because they're keeping that under their hats.
Under wraps. Okay. Here's something I'm considering. You and I were talking about this when I had my checkup with you last month. Cataract surgery. I have small cataracts developing in my eye. And I wear glasses. I want to eliminate that. A study in California suggests that women, especially 65 and older, who undergo cataract surgery reduce their risk of premature death. Now, I wonder why that would be, because they can see where they're going and what they're doing. There's a practical side to that, I suppose, right?
There may be that. These may be. I'm only speculating because I think that needs to be studied more to untangle that. But whether this is a focus of inflammation, that's a good question.
Yeah. I have my experience with Dr. Benjamin, who's a Russian eye surgeon in Los Angeles, tells me that he has a procedure that he actually cuts out the lens of your eye and puts in a new. Basically, what it is a... contacts, and they sew them in to your eye. You have new lenses. You don't need glasses. And the difference between that and LASIK is that the LASIK surgery, you do it, and 5 years later, you got to do it again. But this stuff, they put these in, you're done. You're golden for the rest of your life. So I thought that was a pretty good idea until I found out what it cost.
Maybe by correcting poor vision, you just do live longer, fewer accidents, fewer
I think there's a
reasons to get in trouble. It may be that. Yeah. You don't fall.
Yeah. No, no fall. You're careful of where. Yeah, I think it makes sense.
And maybe you can see what you should be eating.
Yes, there you go. Eat well. Don't skip breakfast.
And able to exercise.
10 before the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 past the hour as we continue studying what's going on in the medical world, thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here continuing his overview, his work on a lot of the things that come out, medically speaking, information that will help you deal with common ailments and sometimes specific things. For example, here's another reason from Ken to get a flu shot. If you've had heart failure, and this is the sign, does heart failure equal having a weak immune system? Is that, would you have heart failure likely if you don't have a strong immune system, Ken? One of the components of it?
There's not a direct association. It can be yes or no, maybe, but there's not a direct association.
All right, so the flu shot that we, do we get flu shots? If we were to do this, we would... the implication here, as you explain it, would be that flu shots ought to be taken year-round, at least for these people.
Absolutely. This is going to be presented March 11th at the American College of Cardiology meeting that's going to occur in my backyard here in Orlando, Florida. So if you're a heart failure patient, which is over 5 to 6 million Americans, amazingly, this new research suggests you would be wise to get a flu shot every year, Doug, an annual flu shot. It reduces patients' risk of death by 50% during the flu season and by 20% during the rest of the year. It also is associated with a 22% lower risk of hospitalization for heart problems.
Why? What's in the flu vaccine that works well to help people who have had heart failure? What are the ingredients?
Well, people who have heart failure are not being able to pump an adequate amount of blood to the body to keep up with the demands. So this added stress, the flu just tips people over into a very bad situation. So this is the reason why we presume, but you know, we don't really understand these benefits yet, but we find them. And when people have heart failure, they just don't want any more physical or mental stress on the body, because each extra stress requires added energy, and it means more pumping of blood from the heart, and the heart just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, another item, because Ken is a noted cardiologist. American Heart Association has him as a spokesperson, so he's thought highly of. He's presented at many national, international conventions, because he studies the work that he does himself with his patients. Here's one about varicose veins. I'm very thankful that I remember my sister has these, and I've seen them. My father had them. What actually is a varicose vein? And then explain what the Journal of the American Medical Association says is the danger.
Sure. This is a very common problem, and I don't want everybody to get worked up about it, because we're talking about the severe variety, but those tangled blue varicose veins that can pop up on your legs as you age, they may be more than unsightly. This new research suggests they might actually quintuple your risk of dangerous blood clots. These are known as deep venous thrombosis, DVT. These clots in the legs can be life-threatening if they travel to the lungs or heart. You know, the legs, you've got two-way traffic. You've got the arteries taking the blood from the heart to the ankles, and then the veins take it against gravity from the ankles back up to the heart, and it's a much easier route down than it is up, and the added pressure against gravity that the veins have to go through. As you get older, this added force that we push on our veins can sometimes make them protrude and move outward, and you get these big varicose veins. Women after pregnancy, especially, all of us as we age, very common. And in the past, we thought it was just a cosmetic problem. We thought it was a nuisance because sometimes they will hurt. But now we know it can be related to blood clots if you have these really severe kinds. If you do, you want to watch your legs especially, and you want to make sure you don't do any prolonged sitting. Just another reason, if you're on that airplane every hour, get up and walk. Get those compression stockings if you're on that airplane, and talk to your doctor if you need any blood thinner.
All right, so there's some good advice from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Again, trying to keep people healthy is the number one reason for being here. And one of the ways to do that is to exercise the ability that you have to go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and buy up enough of the product that features these fruits, ripened fruits and vegetables. They have a product that's for fruits, and they have a veggie product. One's in a red bottle, the other's in a green bottle, because that's what the capsules look like. And you'll take them, you can sprinkle them, if you will, 3 to 6 veggie capsules into a cup of warm broth and have a nice drink there. It's great for your immune system. Balance your immune system with Balance of Nature veggies and fruits that are there for you to use and enjoy and benefit from. It's balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.